Greetings, everyone. I would like to start off by saying thank you for allowing us into your lives every week. Welcome to the Family Healing Breaking Cycles Podcast, your one-stop shop to life, love, and family. Every week, we will touch on real-life topics from a family's perspective, of course. I am a family healing motivational coach, a mother of four, two kings, and two queens. I'm also a sister mom of two kings and a grandmother of three and an auntie of two as well. As you will see, the more time we spend together, we have a unique family dynamic. The topics that we discuss are things that have made impacts on our family. And as we share our experiences, we hope to help other families break cycles as well. Let's get started. Welcome back, family. I'm Tamika. I'm your host. I'm here with my co-hosts, and I'll let them introduce themselves.
Welcome back. I'm the oldest child, Ronell, but you can call me Nell.
Welcome back. I'm the youngest daughter, Jaden, but you can call me Jazz.
Family, I want to start off with some contact information. Our Instagram is FHBCP_, and our email is familyhealingbreakingcycles78@yahoo.com, and our Facebook is just our name, Family Healing Breaking Cycles Podcast. So those are a few ways that you can contact us. And also, if your digital platform allows you to leave a review, you can leave us a review there, which would be easier because you can do everything at one time. You can listen, leave a review, as opposed to leaving your platform, then trying to email or go to the Instagram or go to the Facebook. So those are just some ways to contact us. Today, we're doing I Got Something to Say. And if you've been listening to us for the past 2 years, then you'll know, almost 2 years, year and a half, then you'll know I Got Something to Say is just an episode where we let our hair down and we give our views and opinions on things that are going on in the world, because normally we have the, you know, the Planet Fitness motto, non-judgment zone, so we don't judge. We just give our opinions. We aren't licensed therapists, so things we talk about are just our opinions. If people take opinions so personal, we have to learn as a human race that we can't do that. There's 7 billion people in the world, and everybody has opinions. So to take people's opinions personal is just not smart. So basically, it's just a time where say how we really feel. Like, there are different sides to us. We have, you know, we judge, we find things annoying, things get on our nerves, and it is this thing, there are things that go on in society that, you know, get on our nerves. So I Got Something to Say is just an episode where we don't do any gems, we're not serious. Sometimes the topics are serious because we have something to say about it. And sometimes they're funny topics, but it's just a time to let our hair down and do something different. And we just, you know, go around the room, we feed off each other, piggyback off each other, and we just jump in there. And I'm going to go first and say, are we done? I mean, are we done with COVID, Omicron, monkeypox? Like, I mean, what I now that the season has come upon us to be another season where we're in the winter season where we are getting sick, the flu, things like that. But I want to talk specifically about these things that had us in a chokehold for a couple of years. One in particular, which is monkeypox, that had us in a chokehold for maybe 2 months. But I haven't heard anything about Omicron variant. You hear things here and there about COVID. Just be mindful, be careful, still wear your mask, this and that. You hear stuff about the flu. I want to know what's going on. What is it now? Is it that we just doing so much better as a human race and it's not spreading? Or is something suspicious?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's definitely something suspicious because it's COVID scared us to the max and it did what it did.
COVID and it changed our lives.
We in we a sense overcame it. So anything after COVID didn't really matter no more. We just got over COVID. So many people died. So many, you know, good things came out of it because people found themselves in COVID and all that stuff like that.
Right.
So anything outside of that was just like, oh, well, whatever.
Right.
You know, the Omicron, whatever. That was just because of everybody getting over, my opinion. Let me say my opinion. Everybody getting over COVID and it's not as fearful anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, COVID not as fearful as it was. Let's add something to it. People get a little scared because this new variant might be, you know. But then now we over that. All right, we got to find something else out. Monkeypox. That didn't even have a long stand.
No, that was like, what, a month or two?
Maybe two. You might have seen two cases. Who knows how real that was.
Right.
And so it's just like people were not taking this serious no more because COVID was a legit thing and everybody went. And it's like, what else are you going to throw at us at this point? Only thing we're going to argue is if you try to get us to get vaccinated because of monkeypox and things like that.
Oh, they tried. But they didn't make it mandatory. They didn't say you were going to lose your job if you didn't get vaccinated. You couldn't go into certain public places. You have to show a card to show that you were vaccinated. They just didn't push it that far. But they did have a booster for it. And if you, in that time frame, went to a doctor's appointment or you had a doctor's office, they definitely offered it to you. You want the monkeypox vaccine?
No.
Right. So that, you know, so this, I'm just, you know, I just want to bring awareness to where we are versus where we were. And I'm not saying that, I'm not undermining anything because people lost their lives. People lost their businesses. Lives were ruined and changed a lot for the worse and a lot for the better. So COVID was really real. But the origin of it, how real was that, is the question. Not the fact that it wasn't real because it caused devastation. That's not the question. The question is the origin of it, how real was that? But I'm just making awareness to where we were to where we are, where we're at this point where a few years later, it's rarely talked about. You see more people without a mask than with a mask.
Right.
You have those people that are like, look, I don't care what you say. As far as I'm concerned, it's here to stay, and I'm wearing a mask every day. Then you have other people like, psh, I've been vaccinated. If I get sick a little bit, so what? I ain't going to die, though. Or if I get it again, I'm just get a sniffle. And who cares? I'm just not wearing this mask. So I just want to show awareness to where we were to where we are. Like, oh, come on. And then on top of all of that, and I was one of those people. And I was one of those people that got vaccinated with the first go around. I was a guinea pig group. Because what they started vaccinating people January of 2019 because COVID was it 2018 or 19?
20.
Well, no, it was 19. It was 19
going into 20.
Yeah, it was 19 going into 20. Okay, so we're going to say 19 around what was it, March?
Yeah, like that. Yeah,
that was when they shut stuff down. So then they came around with the round of vaccines end of the year, like December, January 2020. So I was in that first group of vaccines because of, you know, my job. And I was so dead set against it. I was so dead set against it. It was a really big thing for me and a big decision for me. But then it was like, you know, with the position that I was in and I had to, you know, be made an example to everyone else that, you know, this is the right thing to do, you know, whatever, whatever. So then you have, it's a two-step, then you have the two-step booster. And you could have went on and on because now it's still another booster out right now today that you can have. Then you want to vaccinate for the monkeypox. Then you want to vaccinate for Omicron. Then all this stuff you just want to pump into everybody. And I just stopped after like the second booster. That was just it. But here we are now, you know, everyone, I'm not going to say everyone, it's not what I'm, but a majority and a lot of people are now coming out about cold symptoms, you know, different things that they're experiencing, and these are all vaccinated people. Now, you're putting a foreign substance in your body. Anything can happen. I understand that fact. I understood it when I got the vaccine, is why I didn't want it. So, do I want the worst to happen? No. Am I, is it a shock to me that something did happen? No. Because I put a foreign substance in my body, I didn't know what that foreign substance was. I just went along with it. So now, today, when everyone having these cold symptoms and these coughs and body full of mucus and all these things going on and just feeling bad, but not bad enough to where they're down and out like COVID, they can still function, but it's a problem. And it's mostly, you know, a lot of people that have gotten vaccinated. So I just want to bring awareness to that, to where it's just like, okay, where does it end? Do you just say to yourself, I'm just going to try to live the best life I can live in a healthy way, mentally, physically, try to eat appropriately, drink enough water, just do what it is that I need to do, because I'm not going to keep having these foreign objects be pumped into my body. That's the point that we're at now. That's the point we're at now. Or, you know, we pass that if you don't take, I mean, I guess some businesses, if that's what they want to do. But I think we're past that, threatening people with their jobs and their livelihood. If they don't take this vaccine, they're not going to have a job anymore. But I just want to bring awareness to where we are here at the end of 2022 versus where we were at the end of 2019. Which is a good thing, I suppose, but we got to do better. We gotta do better.
Well, I just hope we're not 20 years later part of them commercials. If you took the...
Right. Because now... Said, right.
If a toe fell off and you...
Right.
You might be...
Because even... Right. Because even now, what's going around now, not that it never... That it wasn't an issue, but it was, but not now. Because now the new one is, if you ever know a woman that used hair relaxers, it's being linked now to cancer. Now, they were never promoted. They were never a good thing. I'm not going to sit up there and say that. I wouldn't be telling the truth. But for it to come out now that it's linked to cancer and all these other things, it's like... Like you said, I just hope 20 years from now is not a commercial that, you know, the vaccine is being linked to XYZ 20 years from now. Because that would be most of the world. That would be most of the world.
Well, I got something to say.
Oh, do you?
No.
Oh, okay. Look, you know what?
Okay.
I listen.
Let me just say this. Listen. This is kind of gets under my skin sometimes. So the people at the gym, okay? So when you on, you know, whatever machine you're doing, whatever you're doing, and you do your set. And I'm, you know, I'm waiting for the, you know, machine. I might be doing something else, but I want to get over there too. So when you do your set, and you do a lap around the gym, I think you're done. Okay?
What you mean lap around?
Like, you know, somebody, you know, you got the people that they doing their sets and, you know, I guess they got to walk it off. Like, you know, all right, I got to come back because I got to do my other set.
Oh, okay, okay.
But since you got up and left, I assume you were done.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So when you do that, you walk around and come back and I'm on the machine, you say, I got two more sets. Bro, so why are you over there? Mm-hmm. And feel like you could double back.
So someone would actually do that?
Yeah, like you got the people that, I guess that's... real into it, so they probably do the heaviest weight or whatever the case is. So you want to walk over, and then you so you kind of you walk away from your machine. So I'm already waiting. So you walked off,
right?
I think you're done,
right?
But you coming back saying I got two more sets. Wait a minute. So why you over there? If you got two more sets here, mm-hmm. Oh well, I would just. But what sense does that make? Is what I'm trying to ask you.
And that's basically like kind of too bad, ain't it?
It is too bad. In my eyes. Maybe somebody else might be like, oh, okay, all right, just let me know. No, you left. I was waiting. I didn't come over and bother you when I was waiting. I was just doing something else until you were done. I see you walk off. I thought you was done. So now I got three sets, and you got to wait. But I'm not going to walk off, though. I'm just going to finish my sets, and then you have it back. But stay where you are.
Wow.
I want to work like everybody else works. I gotta wait for you because you want to do 20 minutes somewhere else and come back because you left a water bottle.
That's even no, that's it's weird. Not your place. Like no, that's
why,
weird.
Why you holding your place? A water bottle means nothing to me. Like, I don't know.
No, that's weird.
Thank you, sir. I got three sets left, and then you can go ahead and finish.
That's weird.
But that's I ain't stopping. Weird. I don't take, sir.
I'll put something else in the seat.
Well, yeah, somebody might move. We talking about the gym. Like, you, first of all, it's irritating enough when you know it's the gym, it's crowded, when you go, whatever the case is. You know you're going to have to wait for machines, depending on what the machine is. So, there has to be some type of gym etiquette. You can't put towels in on machines and then seats and all that and move. You know someone somewhere is waiting for it. Do your reps and get off. Like, it's annoying because a lot of people have the same routine. Like, you go in, you might get on a treadmill for a certain amount of time, then get on something else, then get on something else, whatever the case is. But most of the time, depending on if you have a routine of a time that you go and it's the same people, you know you're going to be waiting for something at some point. Everybody that goes to the gym knows that. So it has to be some type of gym etiquette. We're not going to be putting towels and seats and water bottles down and you walking off. And part of your routine is you walking off for 20 minutes to shake it off. No. You sit right there. Maybe stand up. Shake your arms a little bit. Don't move. And go into your next reps. Now, I might have an attitude because you sitting there for 20 minutes shaking your arms off. But there's nothing that I can do about it. Because you still on the machine. But if you think you about to get up and walk around or do around the gym and come back and intimidate me to get up, you crazy. So we all got to respect each other's space when it comes to that. There has to be some kind of gym etiquette. What's going on with this shrinkflation? First of all, I didn't think it was real. Because it didn't really affect me. It didn't really affect me to my knowledge. But after I started buying things and I understood the fact of what my eyes were seeing, that something was smaller than what it normally is because it was something that I bought often. I think it escaped me because I might have brought things and, you know, you're in a rush, you're not paying attention. And, you know, whatever. But the things that I brought often that are staples and I started paying attention to, you're actually putting less in this package and charging more for it. And I saw it for myself. It wasn't something that I heard on social media. It wasn't something that I heard by word of mouth. It was actually what I had witnessed for myself. Now, we go from one pandemic to the next. We go from one pandemic to the next, and it's getting ridiculous, and I don't know what the sign is supposed to be or what we're supposed to be, what lesson we're supposed to be getting out of all of this collectively put together, but we have to start paying attention to what's going on because as a person and, you know, as a race, as people, as family members, as providers and things like that, if we don't start paying attention to what's going on and we're not prepared for certain things, we're going to find ourselves in certain positions that we can't get ourselves out of. So we really have to start paying attention that things are smaller and costing more and that everything is more expensive now, you know, but the cost of living is going up, but pay is not going up. Things of that nature. Now, companies might be offering more money because people don't want to come back to work. So they say if we raise the wage, we might get people to come back to work, which is all fine and well. But the, especially food prices and things like that, we have to start being prepared for a bigger picture. We have to stop looking at things for the now and thinking, okay, well, if it's not affecting me or this, that, and the, no, start paying attention, especially if you have young children and you're raising children and teenagers and young adults. Start paying attention and teaching them to pay attention and start teaching them budgets and how to save money, how to be prepared for emergencies and things like that, because it's real. I know I sound like, you know, every other person that has something to say about what's going on, but it's true. Something is going on. We just, you know, it's right in front of our eyes. We just have to open up, pay attention, and protect our own selves. No one is going to protect you better than yourself, because obviously we don't have the support of anybody else of a higher authority.
I got something to say. I never understood why certain people want to be the first to give bad news. Like, why is that a thing? Why you want to be the first person to tell somebody that X, Y, and Z got killed or this, that, and the third happened? Like, this is what you thrive off of.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You want to be the first person to report that news to everybody else. Why is that like something?
You big dog.
Why is that something? But it's bad news, though.
Right.
Why do you want to be that person to give the news to everybody else, even before the family even get a chance to do it?
Right.
You know, the family's not going to do it right away. They're grieving, so they're not paying that part no mind. But say if you found out the same time as the family, you giving the news before the family do.
Right.
But this is what you thrive off of. I love being the first one to know that this happened so I can tell everybody. I never understood it. I don't. But these are the same people that want to be known from everybody too. Mm. And maybe that's why I don't ever understand it, because I can, you know, care less to
right.
be known from everybody or everybody right. knowing my name. Let me just say that. Mm-hmm. Like, this is like, oh, well, blah, blah, blah. No, that's just too much. That doesn't mean everybody, too many people know me.
Right. I don't know.
No, I was saying I definitely agree. Not even with just that, since we're being real and we
I got something to say.
All that. I'm just saying I know people that's like that really be hyped to say a situation. It don't even gotta be about a death and the family. And I'm even with our circle right here. It'd be people like we have to say tell you something or something like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know what it why is it so like I don't know. It's just more so they wanna feel like, oh, I'm the one that's
important.
It. Yeah, like important, and then like but the person that you telling is important, so it's like I don't know. It's like they want the reaction out of that person, like it's just so weird. I know exactly what he's talking about because I know people that's just like that. Like, mm-hmm. they be hyped to say, oh, whatever happened or whatever. Not even about a death. It could be anything. It could be something dumb. Like, but you want to just say it just because you
right.
feel like you was the one that knew and you want to feel important. Like, oh, yeah, right. I knew this information. You know what I'm saying? I know exactly what he's talking about.
I think I know somebody like that, and I don't think I paid attention to it in that context. But I do remember, okay, since you say it, I can relate to me thinking, why you always got to be the first one to say something? So I get what you're saying when you're saying it don't have to be even be nothing bad. It could just be whatever. And I have thought, why you always got to be the first one to say something? It's just like, okay, it like leave it where it is. It's that's not something. And I guess a person that's not like that would never understand it. And if I wanted to have to sit here and analyze it, because in the moment when I was thinking and I'm trying to figure out what was I thinking. So if I said to myself, why you always have to be the first person to say something? What did I think about that person? Or what did I think why they were doing it. I can't really put my finger on it right now, but I can relate to that feeling. I can relate to that feeling about someone. I think I probably just thought like they were just messy, always in something, didn't have anything going on in their lives. So in order to make themselves feel important, they use other people's situations. Or they were a gossip type of person, always telling people's business, always talking about people. And that's an insecure person. If I wanted, you know, that's an insecure person because you don't have anything else going on. And this particular person doesn't have anything else going on. So they thrive on making something important in their lives by using other people. So it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing, that's for sure. But I just really can't put my finger on why a person would be like that. But I think I can relate because I remember a few times where I said to myself, you always like just all right, like that. But you can't put your finger on it. You just know that it's weird.
And I also feel like they want to get a reaction out that person. Like, because if that's the person that everybody probably talk to or tell things to, and they get feedback off of whatever you're saying, it's like, I don't know, it's like a reaction thing. Like, it's something that I can't, like he said, he can't explain it.
Right.
I can't really get it out, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like, okay. Okay. Yeah, I think I've encountered it a time or two. And that's just really who that person was. Mm-hmm. They really made a career out of that. Mm-hmm. That's who they were in their life. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's probably would be like a, you know, unknown situation because yeah. I can't put my finger on it because I can't contemplate being like that. And sometimes if that's not who you are or ever aspired to be, it's hard to sit and pinpoint why somebody else would be like that. Because it's a turnoff. It's like it's an energy. It's like an energy stealer. It's like the two energies don't mix. So you're really trying to steer clear of that person for real because it's not something that you would be around on a normal basis. So, you know, recently, and it's not too recent, it was in, you know, social media for a while, and I'm sure it's still, you know, things don't stay on social media for a long period of time. Once something, you know, it'll get a buzz for a minute, then when something else comes along, that's just how it is. That's why I hope people are paying attention to that as well, the people that take things that happen on social media so seriously, like how it really fades in and fades out. So if you're the type of person that lives their life vicariously through things that they see on social media, understand that this stuff fades in and fades out and how real it really isn't and how it doesn't last long, no matter how serious or whatever. But the situation about the young lady that went to Mexico with her friends. So everybody has 100 million opinions about it. And I'm not one of those people like those, one of those podcast hosts where something happened. Of course, it's relevant in the moment and it makes sense to jump on it because it happened. But to me, it goes back to my whole upbringing in the last episode we talked about far as being different, being a leader, not a follower and all those things. Of course, it probably makes for good publicity because you have to jump on it right then because it's what's hot news. Even in this right here, this podcasting thing, I'm still not that person that's going to jump on something because it's hot. Because I'm not looking to be famous. I'm not looking to, you know, anything. Like, I'm going to wait until I'm ready to talk about certain things because genuinely, some things are an issue for me. So I'm not going to jump on it right when everybody's talking about it. Everybody has an opinion about it. I'm going to sit back and I'm going to wait until I get my emotions together to discuss it in a transparent manner because some things are just more emotional than others. So in that situation, I'm sure there's always two sides to a story. Everybody has their story. But the bottom line is someone lost their life in a brutal way. And it could have been one of my daughters. It could have been my granddaughter. It could have been just anybody. And it's sad for anybody, whether I'm related to them or not, know them or not. The, you know, the brutal way that it happened is unfathomable. It's unfair. It's not called for. My, you know, prayers go out to her family, and I know they want justice, and it's a horrible situation. So I got something to say because we need to do better as people. We just need to do better as people. This just proves my point. This just proves my whole point about everything we talk about on this podcast, about mental health, about awareness, about checking on yourself, about knowing when you need help, about, you know, being jealous, being a control person, being a person with a wounded inner child, being envious, being, you know, not being motivated, not knowing your worth, being insecure, having a low self-esteem. We've talked about all these things, and it plays out all the time that this stuff is real. This stuff is real. People are losing their lives. Families are being ripped apart and ruined because of the actions of people that just don't know any better. So my point to say that is, and I got something to say, you know who these people are, not in this situation, but in your life. You know who these types of people are. You've seen them in action. You've seen things that they've done, and you sat back and you watched it. You haven't done anything about it. You haven't said anything about it. You haven't given any advice. You haven't given any support. You haven't done anything. You just normalize the chaos, normalize their toxicity, and just brush it off as, oh, that's just how that person is. No, that's just how that person is. And if it goes too far, things happen sometimes. So we need to start stepping up as a unit, as a family, as a village, and start taking some control back from some of these people that are just toxic people. Pay attention to your surroundings. Know people before you call them your friends. Listen to your discernment. Pray every day. And just do the best that you can in life. Because none of us expect our close friends and family members to harm us. But let's face it, most of the time, those are the people that harm us the most.
Unfortunately. And it's more sad when it's your friends, you know, well,
right.
Who you thought.
I mean, people go on vacation all the time, and someone might be a friend of a friend, or you might not know everybody, but you do know your friends with a couple of people, or you wouldn't go. Let's just face it. I get people who travel all the time, but you're not going to go on a trip with all strangers. You're just not going to do it. There are some people, you know, I've seen it on social media. They call themselves the bro system or the sis system, and they just looking for people to travel with, new friends and all that. I've seen it. I get it. So there are people that would go on vacations with total strangers, but for the most part, if you're going on vacation with someone, you call them your friend, at some point they are your friend. Now, yeah, somebody on their squad could be foul and you don't, your friend didn't know it, but in this case, everybody was foul. Everybody was foul. And she was the least friends with half of them.
And that's why I never understood. Like, if you go somewhere and then, you know, I got friends that can be out and instantly talk to other people and y'all cool.
Like that Joe mentality.
Yeah,
They don't know you. Right.
And you, you know, some people, I would probably ask, oh, well, you know, we just all having fun or whatever the case is. No.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Right.
I don't know you from a camp. I'm not being joked with you here or because we on vacation and we in the same resort. We just so happen to run into each other three different times and now we talking like we best friends.
Right.
Not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Not for me anyway.
Right.
Can't speak for everybody else, but that's what a lot of people do. I mean, you can't knock that's how their personality is, but if this situation don't show you something.
Yeah. And you know, things happen that are tragedies, just like with the George Floyd situation. You saw the uproar with that, but a lot of the awareness and people coming together, certain things. So sometimes there's good that come out of certain situations, even though it's the most horrible situation. So we just have to, you know, pay attention and put our antennas up and learn lessons from certain situations. Mm-hmm. And then the Stitch situation with him unaliving himself. No one is ever going to know what really happened besides his family and him. Unless the family wanted to do a transparent interview or moment and, you know, take us into their lives, their everyday lives, no one knows what really happened but the family. So we can make all our assumptions, all our judgments, all whatever we want to say. I'm not going to do that. All I'm going to say is, again, depression, anxiety, the world today, certain things are very real. And you're not going to understand it if you're not going through it or it never happened to you. All you can do is judge because you've never been through it. It's something that's foreign to you, unknown to you. So you're going to come up with your own decision. It's something like a closure. So if his family never comes forward and give us quote unquote closure to what could have happened, which would mean putting us in all of their business, we're going to come up with all these assumptions of why it could have happened, or it was this, or it was that, or this is why it happened, or that's why it happened. We need to just sit back, mind our business, and understand that depression is real, mental illness is real, life is real. Life is a real dark place for some people right now, and we have to take things seriously, pay attention, and you know, sometimes with that, when unaliving yourself, you could be laughing and joking 1 minute, and the demon comes the next minute. So in a way, it's not really too much a person can do for a person like that, because once they make their mind up, they make their mind up. And that's just a documented fact. So to sit back and judge and try to figure out and all these things, just know that if you know that these mental illnesses are real. And if you have people, if it's you or someone you know or people in your family that need help, just try your best to get them help.
So you saying mental illness as far as...
any, like, there's a lot of, like, you know, there's schizophrenia, there's depression.
I was referring to her having a mental illness.
I'm talking about him. Stitch. Not her. Oh, gosh. You ain't hear me switch. You know what? You just proving something to me just now. I've been switched. Yeah, I've been switched. I say as far as the Stitch situation.
Oh,
what's going on? Family, that just proves who was paying attention and who wasn't around here. I hope y'all don't doze off like that when y'all listening. But just be aware. Just be aware of your loved ones and just know that it is we don't understand it. It's the fear of the unknown. So we're going to judge and put our own opinions on things. And this goes back to changing your thought process. This goes back to not your perception of reality is not reality. Fear, all these things. But these things for other people are real. Change your thought process and just, you know, move forward with love and move forward with education and educate yourself with certain things. The biggest pandemic going on in the world right now is mental illness. A lot of these things are happening through some sort of mental illness. Educate yourself, check on yourself, check on your friends, and check on your loved ones, and be mindful and check on your children.
And that all also goes back to how it's so easy to hide when you're going through something.
Right.
Because to see a couple hours before he took his life that you just did a whole video with your wife.
Right.
And kids.
Right.
Looking happy.
And most of his videos were like that. He had a few where he was fed up with some things that were going on in the world, but they were a drop in the bucket to all the good ones.
Right. So for him, like, just to see, you know, you say 24 hours, he put this video up, look just happy.
Right.
Nothing's wrong.
Right.
But then 10 hours later, your mind is made up to go somewhere and kill yourself. But it was hitting so well.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
It's not, you know what I mean? His family could come out, but his family might not even know.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Nothing. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. How are we to judge? At any given, it could, this is what I'm saying. It's real. This should tell us that things are real. Mental illness is real. I get it. It's unknown to me and all these type of things, but it's real. And I accept it. I accept that it happens. This is the world that we're living in, but I also accept my part that I play in it. And my part is not to judge and do the best that I can to just help and support people. That's it. That's all I can do. I see something new and hear something new every day to the extent of mental illness. And it's foreign to me because I'm not that way. So, of course, I'm not going to understand when someone else is that way. But it's real for them and their families. So stop judging and putting your own spin on something because you don't understand it and you don't have closure. And maybe you don't have nothing going on in your life at the time. And it's the most exciting thing in this moment to sit here and judge somebody and put your spin on something. Because trust me, it's somebody in your circle, in your family, or somewhere that's going through something similar and you missing it because you busy trying to judge somebody else on social media somewhere. You missing the mark. You missing a red flag in your circle. Anybody had anything?
Just wanted to, you know, add on, just continue on that. Me as a black man, you know, a lot of people feel like men don't go through these things because men are supposed to be strong, providers, things of that nature. So you're not assuming a man is going through whatever he's going through, or you don't check up on him because
right. He's
a man, nothing wrong with him. And that's totally false. Not saying I had any suicidal thoughts or anything like that, but I was at one point in time never talking about whatever I was going through because I was able to handle it myself. So I thought, but you know, the podcast came along, so now.
Well, no, I'm just proving the point saying so you thought, yeah.
You know, more of a, you know, vent session, therapy session when we do these episodes, but. Just because men are built, or people assume men are built certain ways, you don't have to check on them because that's a man.
Right.
Obviously,
and then right here, men are raised like that. Men are raised to be like how you just said that you are. Like, you don't speak out. You don't show emotion. You don't vent. You don't do certain things. So it's like a double-edged sword.
Right. So I'm saying that to say, check on all the black men, regardless of however strong you think this person.
And this proves that it has nothing to do with what appears on the outside.
Right.
So that's a lesson in this. And yes, it's tragic for his family and all his fans and people that love him. But if you need to pay attention to the lesson in this, just like you pay attention to the lesson in the Will Smith slap, the Kanye West controversy, which you don't really hear nothing about that too much anymore. Just as we put all that time and energy into what's wrong with these people, put time and energy into this lesson right here. Wake up. Everybody woke on everything else. Be woke on this. A person can be happy, seem happy. You think that they're happy and you feel like, oh, there's nothing wrong with them. I don't need to check on them or whatever the case is. And look what happens. So that's a prime example of don't judge a book by its cover. And is it fair to say, because it's like, okay, well, how was I supposed to know to check on him because he's always happy all the time? This could be for anybody. I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. Call every other day, go out for a drink every other day. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just saying it's a lesson in this, and please pay attention to the lesson like we do in everything else.
My thing is, everybody keeps saying, oh, he was happy. Of course, he was playing that for the industry. He happy, stitch, dancing. I don't know. Everybody just keeps saying the same thing. He was happy. They don't know how he was feeling on the inside.
But what they're trying to say,
there's a lot of opinions about what happened, and somebody set him up. They keep saying others set him up. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of, he said, she said, rumors and things like that. And I guess what everybody seen, like you said, everybody seen him being happy. But he wasn't really happy. Because look what happened.
Right. But, okay, how is anybody supposed to know that when you're so good at masking your issues and you're so good at playing a part of being happy? Like, where would you begin as a friend or anybody to say, oh, like, there's nothing wrong. Like, yeah, he had to play it for whatever reason, but he hit it really well.
And see, I'm not even trying to go there. I don't know. Was he a part of Illuminati?
But this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm not going to do. I'm not putting tags on anything because I don't know. I hear everybody has an opinion about something. I'm not doing it because I know mental illness is real. So I'm not going any route about anything about Illuminati's or he looked happy or they didn't seem like they had trouble in their marriage. I'm not even.
Never know. Right.
Right. Nobody knows. That's why I started off saying nobody knows but him and his family. Unless his family came out with a statement and did a tell-all or something and wanted to let his fans know, well, yes, he was experiencing this, experiencing that. It's been going on for a long time and we've been battling this and that and he had been going to therapy and we thought it was working. Unless they let us in on their lives,
we would never know.
You, it's right. So the only thing to do is to learn a lesson from the experience that a person can appear one way, but they're another way. So like I said, how do you begin to check on a person like that? I don't know. That's up to you and the part that you play in that person's life. I'm not putting any toe tags on it because why? Mental illness is real. That's why.
And not just on women. Males too.
Right, black men.
Black men, for sure.
It proves that black men's roots of mental illness go deeper than what we see with the naked eye. Mm-hmm. Anybody had anything else they want to add?
No, I'm good.
So no gems today. That was just a little, I got something to say. Sometimes it's hilarious or funny and we're cracking up. And sometimes it's just about current events and things that are going on in the world. And we just, you know, want to give our opinion about it because we rarely do it. We rarely give our opinion about things that are going on in the world and social media and things like that. So sometimes we just want to be a part, you know, we have FOMO, fear of missing out. So sometimes we just want to be a part of the everyday current events. Family, we want to thank you for letting us into your lives, if only for a moment. And as always, talk to you soon. Family Healing Breaking Cycles streams on your favorite app on Mondays at 12 p.m. Just add us to your favorites and you'll get alerts when new episodes stream on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and others. We would also like to thank our sponsors, KKP Vending. If you need a vending machine at your location, you could call them at 267-407-7678. And also Lounge 21 at 1639 South 21st Street, Philadelphia, PA 19145. And you can also follow them on Instagram at lounge_21. And follow us on Facebook, Family Healing Breaking Cycles, and we would love to hear from you. Or you can also email us at familyhealingbreakingcycles78@yahoo.com. And don't forget to leave us a review in your favorite app as well.